This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Tom, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're going to talk about the golf tournament that you are in. But first, we want to ask you, I'm sure you kind of expected this, about sticky stuff. How difficult is it for a pitcher to pitch without any kind of sticky stuff other than rosin?
I mean, it wasn't that hard for a lot of years. I don't know. I don't know why it's so hard now. Look, I mean, I can't speak to what's going on with the baseball. I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about the baseball and, you know, not just it being a juice baseball, but, you know, seams are different. The surface of the baseball is slicker, all that stuff. So I cannot speak to that. I can tell you that during my time as a player, you know, we went through a juice ball era. Yeah, balls were slick. Yeah, there were balls that didn't seem like they had as good a seams as other baseballs. Trying to pitch in cold weather, maintaining a grip on the baseball. I mean, we all went through all that. And I'm not saying guys didn't do anything or didn't try to do anything. I mean, look, in our day, we had guys, you know, kicked out of games for trying to use pine tar and things like that. So it's been a part of the game. I just don't. You know, it hasn't been a part of the game like it is right now, and I don't quite understand why it's at the extent that it is today. You know, I've heard guys say, well, geez, I just need to use something so I know where the ball's going. Well, at some point in your life, you had to pitch without something, and you knew where the ball was going. So, you know, why is it so different now? You know, guys say they need to have something to be able to make the ball – manipulate the baseball, make it to, you know, be able to make it curve or be able to have backspin. And again, I ask, well, you know, guys for 100 years have been able to do that without it. Nolan Ryan had a pretty good fastball. He had a pretty good breaking ball. I don't know that he was using, you know, spider tack or whatever it's called. So, I mean, that's the stuff that I kind of struggle with coming to grips with. But, you know, clearly it had gotten to a point where enough was enough and Major League Baseball decided they needed to do something about it.
How do you think you would adjust, I guess if you're not using anything, you're not using anything, but how would you feel about getting checked every other inning and maybe being taken out of your rhythm and have something come up in the middle of the season like this?
You know, that's the one part that I think I can empathize with. You know, I understand guys being ticked off that this is being implemented in the middle of the season. I get that. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like it got so bad that Major League Baseball had to do something about it. And, you know, that's not Major League Baseball's fault. That's the player's fault, you know, because to some extent, everybody knew this was going on to some extent, and it just got worse and worse and worse to the point where something had to be done about it. And that's the player's fault, you know. So they have nobody to blame but themselves. But I do understand the concern with having to adjust midseason. But, you know, look, it's the kind of thing that they don't have a choice now, right? They're going to have to figure something out. So whether it's, you know, try to lick your fingers more and have more perspiration on your finger or go to the rosin bag more or whatever the case may be, guys are going to have to figure something out.
Now, your former teammate Al Leiter has come on the air and said that from the beginning of time, 95% of pitchers use something that probably was not allowed just to get a grip. He said it's impossible. It feels like a cue ball when you pick a ball up in Colorado on a cold night. So you're saying you never use anything but rosin?
No, I never used anything but rosin or licked my fingers. You know, and that was it. I mean, you know, a good piece of bubble gum that has some sugar in it will go a long way to, you know, helping you have some tackiness on your fingers if you lick them. But you know, that was it. I'll be honest with you. I tried practicing with pine tar. I tried practicing with sunscreen. I never liked the way the ball came out of my hand when I used it. To me, it was too sticky. You know, I wanted to feel that ball rolling off my fingers. I didn't want to feel that ball sticking to my fingers. So, you know, but again, I understand the argument. Trust me. I mean, pitching in New York, in April is not easy. You know, there's some cold days and some cold nights. to where the ball, yeah, it does. It feels like a cue ball. You know, I don't know that I can argue with what Al's saying. I don't know if the number was 95%, but, you know, look, I know guys are always looking for a way to be able to grip the baseball better in order to have some control over it. I think the difference here is it had gone so far to where guys, yeah, they're saying, okay, I want to use this stuff so I have control of the baseball and I don't want to hit somebody. Okay, that sounds good. But I think the bigger part of it was these guys were using that stuff to create more backspin on their fastballs, create more curve or more spin on their curveballs to have better pitches, not to have better command.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And, you know, the sticky stuff was blamed for the lack of offense, Tom, but what we're seeing is that guys have no two-strike approach. Guys with their launch angle seem easier to pitch to. Would you have a different style if you pitched today based on how these guys have the approach at the plate now?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be similar to, you know, in my day, you know, the guys probably that caused me the most problems were guys that went up there with the approach of, they were going to try to take me the other way. And that was their approach, and they were going to try to stay up the middle and the other way. And if I made a mistake and hung a ball, that's the ball they were going to, you know, they were going to drive and pull and maybe hit it out of the ballpark. But, you know, they were content taking their line drive single to right field or their line drive double to right center. Those were the guys that gave me a hard time. The guys that were the big free swingers, yeah, they're going to get you from time to time. But I didn't mind facing those guys because most of the time, you know, their approach is they're trying to take you deep, and they're going to swing at bad pitches. They're gonna go out of the zone and get themselves out. And I agree. I think I feel like a lot of the lack of offense in today's game is purely because of approach. Like you said, the whole notion that strikeouts don't matter, that an 0-2 count is really no different than a 2-0 count in a hitter's mind. They're still trying to go deep. And I just feel like a lot of the lack of offense, again, is approach. You know, I'm not one of these guys that says, well, you know, you're a left-handed hitter and they got everybody on the right side of the infield. You know, just go ahead and hit a ground ball to where the shortstop is and take a hit. That's a lot easier said than done, particularly with guys that are throwing so hard and have the breaking balls that guys do in today's game. But I do feel like the approach of, you know, all right, if I have two strikes, I need to shorten up a little, put the ball in play, then that's a lot different. You know, if I have a situation where there's a runner on second, I need to get him over, I'm going to try and hit behind him. I think a lot of those things have been lost in today's game, and that creates a lack of offense or adds to the three outcome game that we all see in today's game. And to me, that's approach more than anything else.
John, with Tom Glavine, he's going to be part of the American Century Championship, which is going to be televised live on NBC and NBC Sports Network from Friday through Sunday, July 9th through the 11th, with special golf channel coverage as well. And there's a lot of big names here. You, Roger Clemens, John Smoltz, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Charles Barkley. But does anybody have a chance, Tom, to beat Tony Romo? Is he the best non-golfer that you've ever seen golf?
I would say he's the leader in the field for sure. You know, there's some other guys in that field that can play. You know, Mulder's won that tournament three times. Marty Fish has won the equivalent in Orlando in January, the same type of tournament. He's won that a couple of times. You know, Smoltz, who's won the Orlando event, has not won the Tahoe event. So, you know, there's some guys that can play. And you know, look, I guess like anything, you see it every weekend on the PGA Tour, right? The guys who are hitting it straight that weekend, the guys who are making some putts are the guys that generally have the best chance. You know, I guess the big difference, you know, I've not played with Tony. Obviously, I've seen what he's done out there, but, you know, I've obviously played with Smoltz a lot. Guys like, you know, Derek Lowe and Mark Mulder, you know, the difference with those guys is they hit the ball so dang far. I mean, it's just, you know, they're turning par fives into easy par fours. And for little guys like me, that gets a little bit hard to keep up with. So, I just got to hit it closer and make some more putts.
All right, now just between us, have you ever seen a golfer that has more difficulty than Charles Barkley?
No, and I'm interested to see Charles because he's revamped his swing.
Right.
And while we've heard that, I will be interested to see if it actually happens once Charles gets out in the tournament, he starts competing and the cameras are on. I've seen video of it. Like I said, it looks pretty good, but I want to see it in real time.
Is this fun or is this really competitive? Because you guys obviously are champions, Hall of Famers. Are you just having a blast out there or do you really want to win?
No, I mean, it's both, right? You go out there and I think the beauty of it to some extent is that for a lot of us who are not playing competitively anymore, it's one of the few things nowadays that kind of gets your blood going like getting out on the field used to and competing that way. You know, we have some guys, obviously, that are still playing in the NFL and they still have all that competitive juice stuff going on. But, you know, again, for those of us that have retired, it's that opportunity to get out there and feel that nervousness in the pit of your stomach again, to get out there and you know, kind of challenge yourself a little bit. And you know, we all go out there to try and do well. Nobody wants to embarrass themselves, but I think we're also realistic about who really has a chance to win. There's going to be somebody who will be a surprise and kind of come out of nowhere. But the other component of it is being around all those great athletes. I mean, there's a lot of Hall of Famers in different sports that are out there. So, you know, to have an opportunity to play with some of those guys that you watched and don't really know, but get a chance to play 18 holes with them, get to know them a little bit, that's a fun aspect of it as well.
You know, Tom, speaking of Hall of Famers, you were drafted ahead of Brett Hull and Luke Robitaille in the NHL. So what kind of hockey player would you have been?
And I remind those guys every chance I get when I see them. but I don't know. I would have been a, you know, I guess, and I'm not saying I was that good by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, you clearly were good.
You know, you look at... I was good, no question, but I'm not saying my career would have gone that way.
Okay.
But, you know, I in high school, I was, you know, Patrice Bergeron is the kind of guy that comes to mind. I was a good two-way player, could score some goals, but I like playing defense as much as I like playing offense.
Tom, great stuff. As always, good luck in the tournament. It sounds like a lot of fun. It'll be on NBC Friday through Sunday, July 9th through the 11th, and it raises money, $5.5 million for national and regional charities over the years is at Lake Tahoe at Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course. Thanks for coming on, Tom. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
You got it. Also, newcomers to the tournament this year, Justin Tuck's going to play, and CC Sabathia is going to play. Good stuff.
Nice.
CC bringing his new body out to the golf course.
I'm just curious about when he says some guys just like hit it far. I wonder how big a difference we're talking about. Like, how big the really good ones drive the ball. I mean, I'm guessing there are guys out there, they're pro athletes, who can hit the ball 300 yards. I'm getting 320. It's possible.
I bet you none of them could do what you did, though. Just hit the tee out and the ball stays right there. No one could do that.
Come on.
All right, when we come back, the big fella joins us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the big fella. Coming up in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.